The military is putting more resources into covert programs. The Pentagon asks Congress for nearly $54 billion for classified, special access, and intelligence programs. It would be an increase of 2.2% at a time when most other spending would be flat. Rob Lemonson is senior defense analyst for Bloomberg Government, and he joins us now with details. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So first of all, of course, we're talking about secret programs, but what do we know about most of this spending?
Well, what we know, they identify it in the budget in a few ways. Some places in the defense budget just says classified. In other places, it identifies things as what they call special access programs. We don't know a whole lot about all of these programs. Some, which are identified as the MIP, the Military Intelligence Program, they provide a little more detail because some of that spending may or may not be classified, and they might tell you it's about a reconnaissance aircraft or something. So in some cases, we know a little bit. In other cases, not very much.
All right. But you have dug around the edges. Do we have any idea of why they want more money, 2.2% more?
Well, we don't know exactly why, but in general, we think that, there's a couple of phenomena going on. First of all, a lot of this money is for very sophisticated technology, and that's always an edge for the United States. We know that we have the most advanced military technology in the world, so it's a good place for us to invest. And the other thing is, in terms of intelligence, as you withdraw forces from overseas, from places especially like Europe, you need more intelligence to give you more warning time if you have to react to a crisis. So there's, it makes sense that as you shrink the force itself, the combat force, you might want to spend a bit more on intelligence.
All right. So if that's true, then this is going to be a trend, a multi-year trend.
Yeah, we expect that intelligence spending will remain very healthy despite sort of the flat defense budgets that are projected for the near future. We expect that this kind of spending will be healthy, at least, not go down as much as others and perhaps even continue to go up.
And while the details are classified, what sort of – is there any evidence to show that this money has been spent on X? Like, do we know anything concrete? Can we see the results of any programs?
Well, like I say, on some cases, there's three ways that the money's again identified. It says classified, special access, or MIP, military intelligence program. In some cases, on the MIP, it is pretty clear what the money is being spent on. Like I say, in the MIP, it will identify like a reconnaissance aircraft or something like that, and you can know what that program is doing. The number of aircraft that we have in some of those cases isn't classified, so you can see where some of that money is getting spent.
Okay. And how does this compare with other secret spending, such as with the CIA or the intelligence community?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, we've looked at this a lot. They publish, like I say, the government publishes this stuff in the budget. It also publishes the overall MIP budget, and it will publish what it calls the overall NIP budget, the National Intelligence Program, which includes spending for something like the CIA and things like that. The thing we don't know is there's overlap between the Pentagon spending and the NIP spending. In other words, some of that NIP spending, some money for CIA, some money particularly for the NSA, which is under the Department of Defense, some of that money is probably from the Pentagon, and then some comes from that NIP budget. So we don't know sort of where that overlap in a Venn diagram is. We know there's some there, particularly in that Air Force classified budget. We think there's a significant amount there, but we don't know exactly.
Okay. And just judging, though, you may remember that one-time NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked a past black budget to the Washington Post, and that showed that there was roughly about $53 billion in intelligence spending, added to what you're saying is an increase of $53.7 billion. And you're talking at maximum, what, about $110 billion, do you think? Is that reasonable when you're talking about the whole pie?
Right, the whole pie, if you include everything, all of the National Intelligence Program, there's some money even in the Department of Energy and some places there. It's possible that it's that large. Like I say, the tricky part is that overlap, particularly between, say, the NSA and the NRO, the National Reconnaissance Office, and the Air Force budget. So it could be less than that. But I think you're describing well the sort of upward bound of the spending.
And you've done some research on the contractors, the biggest contractors involved in this. Tell me a little bit about them and what we know that they provide.
Well, based on a public statement that was given a couple of years ago and some past congressional testimony that's more recent than that, about 70% of the intelligence budget is spent on contractors. Now, that could be anything from what they say is core intelligence work, that is, say, contractors actually doing intelligence analysis or something like that, to everything from the guys working at the cafeteria at the CIA, which might also be classified. So they're providing sort of direct intelligence work. It's also the money that the government may be spending on satellites and other collection platforms, and then sort of ancillary services, which may not be so specialized, but because they're done for an intelligence agency, they're still classified.
And in past research, you've found that there are more than 8,000 companies that possibly could be involved in this because they're cleared for classified work?
Right. The government releases, there's something called the Defense Security Service, and they have the Defense Industrial Program. And they say on their website that they've certified like 8,500 companies for classified work. So there are 8,500 companies out there potentially that could be doing some piece of this work. Now, not every company that has a secret clearance is necessarily doing classified work, but they may have access to classified information. We've also found that if you look in companies' public disclosures that they have to do for the stock market, their 10-Ks, that is publicly traded companies, about 58 of them identify and they say, we do classified work for the United States government.
We're speaking with Rob Levinson. He's a senior defense analyst at Bloomberg Government. So I'm just wondering, how do we use this information? Obviously, there's a lot of dots that we're not able to connect, but we know a few things. We know that this is likely to grow because military troops are coming back home. That's not going to change. And perhaps there's going to be a renewed focus on Asia. Do you think that that's a fair assessment as well?
Yeah, I mean, there is this pivot to Asia, and so there's more emphasis in that region, and so one could expect that sort of more intelligence will go that way. And because Asia is such a vast theater, particularly a big piece of ocean, there's probably more investment in sort of long-range maritime reconnaissance systems and things like that.
And with the contractors that we know that work on the intelligence side of things, the secret budget, are they also the same that are leaders in what we know about the defense industry, for example, Lockheed Martin at the top and so forth?
Yes, I think so. I mean, like I say, many companies, 58 companies, you know, publicly traded, disclose that they actually do this work. Only a couple of them, and that is, is Raytheon and SAIC, which actually split, but the SAIC half, they actually disclose how much of their total revenue is involved in this work. But yes, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman, all the big ones that you typically hear of, they're also doing a good piece of secret work. And then there are some smaller companies that may be just have a niche where most of their work is classified, and they may not actually be disclosing very much of that, but you can't see what most of their work is. But the big boys are certainly big players in this world.
And you said that one part of this, the MIP, the military intelligence programs, they're more out in the open than the rest of this budget. Any big projects there coming through the pipeline?
Not so much. We didn't see a big, huge new projects coming through the pipeline. SOCOM, Special Operations Command, is replacing an older reconnaissance aircraft with a new aircraft, with some greater capabilities. But other than that, in that side, you know, the biggest program that we see, which wasn't in the MIP budget, is, of course, the new long-range bomber for the Air Force. And that's what's called a SAP, a Special Access Program. And that's really dwarfing all of the other SAPs.
And why is that?
Well, it's a huge program. I mean, the Air Force building a new bomber, ultimately, they want to buy between 80 and 100 of these aircraft at about $550 million a copy. And actually, we think that price is very low. In other words, it's going to be very tough for the Air Force to buy them at that price because it's way below their previous bomber, the B-2. So they're probably going to spend even more. So that's a huge program.
Rob Levinson is Senior Defense Analyst for Bloomberg Government. And Rob, thanks for shining some light onto this.
My pleasure, Emily.